Welcome to our celebration for the second Sunday of Lent. How is your Lent going so far? I hope you are off to a really good start, because this season represents the most wonderful opportunity to travel out into the desert with Jesus for 40 days and 40 nights to draw closer to our loving God. You know, I most often hear from people that they're going to try to give up something for Lent or do something extra for Lent. Almsgiving almost never enters the picture, but that's another story. I'm a lot more interested in the first two. When I was a young man back in covered wagon days, I knew a young married couple, actually newlyweds, who were just a few years older than I was at the time. And they told me that even though they were newlyweds, they were going to give up all physical contact with each other for Lent. They couldn't think of anything that was a greater sacrifice than that. And I can remember thinking that that was actually the dumbest idea I ever heard. Making a sacrifice that not only is difficult to keep, but that might also damage your marriage, isn't a really good idea. Now, I'm all for sacrifice. Sacrifice purifies the body and the soul. Sacrifice makes us attentive to our sinfulness, and it helps us to renew our commitment to lead a more holy life. So I think giving up something that we really like for Lent is a good thing, but not something that's actually going to do more harm than good. What's more important is that God is infinitely more interested in that something extra we choose to do for Lent. It must be something that will draw us closer to our loving God. It must be something to make us holier than before we began that practice. And it has to be something that we can continue to do after Lent for the rest of our lives. The ideas are endless. Prayer, adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, coming to the Stations of the Cross on Friday after Fish Fry, or Sunday afternoon Vespers, helping the poor, and the list goes on and on and on. And our readings today remind us of why this is so important. In fact, the punchline, which is taken from our second reading today, is the theme of this year's DPAA campaign. Our citizenship is in heaven. How often do we get so preoccupied with all the busyness of everyday life that we forget that our citizenship is in heaven? And every action of every day, from the moment we wake up in the morning until we fall asleep at night, should be directed to that one goal: getting home to heaven. In this morning's gospel, we have the well-told story of the Transfiguration. This is Jesus, revealed in all his glory, more than at any other time in his whole life until the resurrection. It takes place right after Jesus tells his apostles about his upcoming passion and death. See, this happens because the two events are intimately connected: the cross and the glory. And Jesus tells us over and over again that we cannot conceive of the glory and the limitless joy that God promises us in heaven. Why? Because our citizenship is in heaven. We are his children. We are the faithful, chosen ones that God promised Abraham. But Jesus also tells us that we have to pick up our cross every single day and carry it for love of him. No complaints, no remorse, no regrets, no feeling sorry for ourselves, and for God's sake, no blaming God for the crosses that he lovingly places on our shoulders. Just joyfully carrying our cross and thankful that we could do that for him, because that's the only way to get to heaven, through the cross to the glory. So we pick up that cross a little heavier during Lent because of all the sacrifices that we're willing to make. But how about the glory side of that equation? How about the something extra that we're going to do for God to increase our holiness and give glory to him? I think a lot of the time that's much harder to choose, that something extra. Well, maybe this will help. If we think about our own baptism, at that time we are all anointed priest, prophet, and king. And we are given the very same missions that God the Father gave Jesus. We all know that our priestly mission is to the same as Jesus, to praise God in everything we do. That's why I always dismiss you from Mass by telling you to go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life. So that something extra might be along the lines of praise and worship. His prophetic mission was to preach and to teach us about his loving Father. Well, most of us are not teachers, but every single one of us that has children and grandchildren is tasked with the responsibility of teaching our children and grandchildren their faith. This is not something that we should ever delegate to Father or to me or to St. Joseph Academy or to our CCD program. It's the responsibility of the parents and grandparents to teach their children our faith and to teach them to love God above everything and everyone else. We have to teach them so thoroughly and completely that it will sustain them and help them grow spiritually all through their lives. If we do it well, it will help them to internalize their faith so that they can own it for themselves and are just as committed to passing that faith on to their children as we are. And Lent gives us this great opportunity to take that introspective look into how well we are catechizing our children and to see where we need to make changes and improvements in the most important education they will ever receive. In our kingly mission, we receive the same challenge that Jesus received, not to rule, but to serve. And especially this season opens up an entire cornucopia of opportunity to serve our fellow men, especially the poor, the homeless, the marginalized, those who are ill, and those who are lonely. This is Lent. It can be a burden or a joy, something to be simply survived, or it can be an opportunity for spiritual growth that will allow us to take yet another step up that mountain to holiness.